Charlena Lyles, the 30-year-old woman shot and killed by Seattle police officers last month, was laid to rest on Monday. Ann Dornfeld with KUOW's race and equity team spoke to mourners. They told her they won't have closure unless Seattle police are punished for shooting the pregnant black woman in her home.
Lyles' friends and family filled the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church in Seattle's Central District. Yeah. Many of them wore purple, her favorite color. They came to remember the mother of four young children who had one more on the way.
Basically, what I'm hoping is to get my niece laid to rest and that the officers that are involved in this have heart and admit to the thing that they did. Four children without a mother and were missing a child that wasn't born.
Billy Lynn says Lyles called him uncle. He helped raise her.
I just hope the laws are changed and everybody's held accountable for the things that they do. Just because they're law enforcement, don't give them the right to murder people and get away with it.
Police say they shot Lyles in self-defense because she was holding a knife. Court records show Lyles was struggling with mental illness, and a police transcript shows that the cops knew that too. But they weren't equipped with tasers and didn't try to use other non-lethal methods to subdue her. A formal investigation is underway. Elsewhere in Seattle, City Council President Bruce Harrell opened a meeting of the full council with a recognition of Lyles' funeral.
It was once said that the moral test of a government is how that government treats those who are in the dawn of life, the children, those who are in the twilight of their life, the elderly, and those who are in the shadows of life, the sick, the needy, and the handicapped.
Harrell called for a moment of silence to consider how the city may have failed that moral test. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.